movies and musicals with Aideen Gormley.
The story starts.
What hurt you?
You're scaring me.
Gave me home.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. We're starting with news of a sequel.
We're starting with news of a sequel indeed, and we're not quite sure, I suppose, why, because we don't really ever get indications as to how something does on streaming. And this is a film that featured on Apple TV. This is Greyhound, which stars Tom Hanks. It's a sort of World War II submarine thriller. Well, they're going to do a sequel with the filming set to start in Sydney, Australia in January 2026. Tom Hanks is involved with writing the script here as well, as well as setting himself up to star in it as well. But in the first film, he sort of started as a US naval commander in his first assignment, leading a multinational escort destroyer group of four. Good cast in it as well. Stephen Graham, Rob Morgan, Elizabeth Shue all starred in it. In the new film, it's going to see him and the crew now on patrol in the Pacific as they help turn the tide of the war, and talks are underway as to what other key casts can be involved in it, including, I suppose, the much in demand Stephen Graham as to whether he'll feature as well. Aaron Schneider returns as director of the film Greyhound.
Okay, I missed Greyhound, so we'll keep an eye on that one for the sequel. Now, you have news of what is happening in Narnia.
Yeah, there's been a lot of speculation around this Narnia project that Greta Gerwig is directing and writing, doing her adaptation for Netflix. And The White Witch is one of those roles that there's been casting rumours going around about. Now it looks like British actress Emma Mackey is set to nab the coveted role in the film. Yeah, people would know her from the likes of Sex Education, but she would have worked with Greta Gerwig before in Barbie. She did star in that film. But she's going to join Meryl Streep, who's also in talks to join the film as well. I think we're going to be hit with a lot of kind of casting rumours with this, because obviously it's a big project that's probably going to have many a sequel attached to it as well. But Mackie is very popular. She's in production at the moment on a J.J. Abrams feature film, starring alongside Glenn Powell and Jenna Ortega. So yeah, a popular actress and good casting there for the Chronicles of Narnia films.
That is sounding good. Now, what is John Hamm up to?
John Hamm is up to a lot, but we'll talk about one project that he's just signed on for the lead in. It's a psychological thriller anthology series called American Hostage. So this is based on an acclaimed podcast of the same name, and the project hails from director Sean Christensen. It's based on a true story of a hostage taken situation which took place in 1977. The TV series follows Hamm as an Indianapolis radio reporter, Fred Heckman, who is thrust into the middle of a life or death crisis when the hostage taker demands to be interviewed on his popular radio news program. Hamm has already been associated with this because he voiced Heckman on the podcast itself.
Okay.
And the TV series here is going to be created and executive produced by Sean Ryan and Eileen Myers. So the news follows on from the new series that John Hamm is starring in. It's called Your Friends and Neighbors. Mm-hmm. It launched on Apple TV Plus just a couple of weeks ago, and that show has already been renewed for a second season. I've watched it. It's good. John Hamm kind of very much, at the fore of this, leading it, and, you know, sort of back to that big leading man role that he would have sort of taken up in Mad Men all those years ago. So, popular actor, and he's getting involved in a lot of good
he
projects.
He sure is. Very busy, as you say. Now, a Miami Vice reboot. Is this what we need in our lives?
So, you remember the 1980s TV series, right? Which was about two detectives, Crockett and Tubbs, working undercover in Miami. It was known for being so distinctly 80s because it blended this contemporary music and stylized visuals. I used to love it. I used to always try and stay up late to try and watch it at the time. So yeah, they're looking like they're going to do it again. If you remember, there was a remake with Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx that started it. Didn't do so well. No. It was a 2006 film, but actually people are talking about it having a bit of a cult following now. There was even a big screening of it last year that Michael Mann attended himself in Los Angeles. But yeah, they're getting some good people involved here. Joseph Kaczynski, who we're going to hear a little bit more about in the summer because he's got his new Brad Pitt-led F1 film that's coming to the big screen. He's in talks to perhaps direct the movie at Universal Pictures. Dan Gilroy is apparently writing the script as well. So we'll see if they can... We don't know if it's going to follow on. Is it going to be a reboot? Mm. What are they going to do? All will be revealed.
Okay.
With a soundtrack.
Exactly. Now, some more casting news for Scott.
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar and Elijah Wood are set to star in the Ready or Not sequel. They're calling this one Ready or Not, Here I Come. Okay. And they're joining series star Samara Weaving. So the movie, which has begun production in Toronto, has rounded out its cast with acclaimed horror filmmaker David Cronenberg in it as well. So Ready or Not starred Weaving as a bride who learns of her new family's wedding night ritual where a murderous game is played, all to appease an ancient family deal with the devil. Oh. The film was a success critically and commercially. It grossed at the US box office alone $28 million, and that was just based off a $6 million budget. Doubt they'll be making it for $6 million now this time. But the plot details are under wraps. But yeah, it's a good casting for a film like that. And those types of movies are just so popular.
They sure are. Now you have some voice casting news.
Yeah, this was released just this week. To sort of, there's been a lot of talk about Andy Serkis making an animated adaptation of George Orwell's classic political novel Animal Farm. Mm. But we didn't know who was in it, and they announced the voice cast that are involved with it, and it includes some really good lineup. You've got like the likes of Seth Rogen, Gaten Matsurato, Steve Buscemi, Glenn Close, Kieran Culkin, Woody Harrelson, Jim Parsons, and Kathleen Turner, all lending their vocal talents alongside Serkis as well. So Nick Stoller, who'd have been involved with the Muppets, penned the story of a group of animals who rebel against their human owners and take over the farm, winning their independence. It's set, would you believe, for a July 11th release in cinemas. So there you go. It's all happening quite fast now.
Now, a lot of excitement about Tom Cruise and Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It's going to be a big premiere in Cannes, but you have a running time for us, Garrett.
I do, and it's nearly as long as some of those films that you'd look at and go, oh my gosh, is it really a 3-hour movie?
Yeah.
It's coming in at 171 minutes, which is 2 hours 51 minutes.
Okay.
It's one of the longest in the series. I don't know, it just feels like that is a...
For an action movie, that's long, isn't it?
That's a lot of running, isn't it?
He does run well, as we know. He's a good runner.
He does run well.
Tom Cruise,
yeah,
still.
I mean, people are talking about it being the final one in the series as such. So whether that's adding to the length of it here. Yeah, it's just, as you say, it seems like it's a bit much. But look, audiences do like them. The one thing you can say, I suppose, if you're going to do a night at the cinema and go along to see something like this, you are getting value for money.
You sure are. I mean, I loved the last one. It was super.
Yeah, I mean, they've been really good. Mm. They've been ever since sort of 2, which was the one that wasn't great in the series. Mm. They've all offered something really, really good. So we'll see how they do kind of... I mean, there's always an elevation here. And certainly by the looks of the trailer, you know, there's packed in with stunts and the likes as well. So after its Cannes premiere, it's going to be released on May 21st. So you may book in for a 3-hour night at the movies.
There you go. Well, Tom Cruise does do his best to entertain us. So we will wait for that one. Looking forward to it, I have to say. Speaking of trailers, what trailer have you picked for us this week?
Yeah, this is a new Guy Ritchie film. So this is called Fountain of Youth. Take a listen.
Did you know your brother's linked to a string of high-profile art theft?
That he did not mention.
Can you at least tell me where he is?
If I knew where he was, you'd be the first to know. He's put me in somewhat awkward position.
Luke! What are you doing?
It's like Dad said, the reward is in the journey.
Not when the journey ends in jail.
Oh, I'm not going to jail.
How do you know that?
Because I've done this. What? And it never ends in jail?
Sometimes it ends in jail.
Please.
Yes, Gareth, that is Fountain of Youth. Quite a cast, an Irish cast member in there too, it has to be said.
Yeah, Donald Gleeson is in there, but joining the likes of Natalie Portman, John Krasinski, Stanley Tucci, Eliza Gonzalez. So yeah, it's got a really strong cast. Two estranged siblings join forces to seek the legendary Fountain of Youth. Using historical clues, they embark on an epic quest filled with adventure. It's successful. The mythical fountain could grant them immortality. Do check out the trailer for it. It's out May 24th.
Very good. Now let's come to new releases on the big screen. We're going to start with an Irish horror, Os Gaeilge. This is Fréamhacha.
health issues, dementia, paranoia, delusions.
I wasn't actually told that.
Yes, Gareth, that is Freibuka getting great reviews.
Yeah, good cast in it as well. Claire Monnelly, Brittany Nocton starring. It follows a student of nursing palliative care who is plagued by a trauma from her past that has a disorientating effect on her present, her relationship, her career and her ability to function. We get a lot of films in this type of genre, but this one looks particularly good.
Yeah, we do indeed. And we spoke to director Aislinn Clark when the film showed at the Cork International Film Festival last November, and she spoke to us about that very thing. What's going on with horror and Irish filmmakers? Let's take a listen.
I think Irish people have always been drawn to darkness, haven't we, you know? So I don't think it's a surprise that... actually, I think it's a surprise that it's taken us this long to start making so many horror films.
Yeah.
And in the past few years, there have been such great ones coming out of Ireland, really punching above our weight, on, you know, in the world in terms of horror films. I think there's just something cathartic about horror, and for Irish people who have so much trauma historically, it's just a good way of expunging some of that. I went to all Irish schools the whole way, and some of my teachers were a bit new age hippie, shall we say, you know, told us a lot of stories about the Nishí and all that, and I found them really terrifying. But when I was coming to write this film, I didn't consult the big, like, big rubber stamp book of Irish folklore, because I think historically these stories are passed down word to mouth, you know, over and over generations, and every teller would have their own twist, and I think that's how they should be shared now. Mm-hmm. So I was just taking what was kind of in my mind from my childhood and putting it out there.
That is Aislinn Clark, director of Freibuka in Cinemas This Weekend, talking to me at the Cork International Film Festival earlier this year. Let's go through the other new releases, Gareth. We have The Accountant, number two.
The Accountant, number two. And this is a follow-on from what became kind of a big success, really, on streaming, even though it had a good, successful cinema run. But it just built for people. And this is Ben Affleck starring as an accountant. And when an old acquaintance is murdered, he's compelled to solve the case and brings his brother in on it as well, played by John Bernthal. J.K. Simmons also featuring in the cast as well. So that's Accountant, number two. April is also released. This is about Nina, an obstetrician, faces accusations after a newborn's death. Her life undergoes scrutiny during investigation. She persists in her medical duties, determined to provide care others hesitate to offer, despite risks. If you like dog movies, you've got The Friend. And this is when a solitary writer adapts and bonds with a Great Dane that belonged to a late friend. She begins to come to terms with her past and her own creative inner life. Naomi Watts, Bill Murray starring in The Friend. We've got The Ugly Stepsister as well released. This follows Elvira. She battles against her gorgeous stepsister in a realm where beauty reigns supreme. And re-released on the big screen as well, there's two movies having their 20th anniversary. The first is Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, and Pride and Prejudice, also back on the big screen as well, with Keira Knightley, Tom Hollander, and Matthew McFadden.
Yeah, there you go. 20 years, hard to believe. What about a TV movie for us?
Yeah, this I really like this director's work. This was a firm favourite of mine at one stage. This is about a former gangster who's released from jail and vows to go straight, hoping to earn enough money to escape his New York roots. But his misguided loyalty to a crooked lawyer threatens to drag him back into a life of crime. What a cast. Al Pacino, Sean Penn, Penelope Ann Miller. It's directed by Brian De Palma. It's Carlito's Way, and it's on Channel 4 tonight. It's on a little bit late, but it's worth staying up for. It's on at 20 past 11.
That's Carlita's Way. Gareth, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aideen.